The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things happening in the sports world. Adrian Peterson in denial about his future. Ray Rice is going to argue that the tape that TMZ had was edited. Roger Goodell speaks out and makes himself and the NFL look ignorant and unprepared, if you ask me. Then you have this Jameis Winston character who's suspended but on the sidelines for the game. I really don't understand that whole thing, to be honest with you. If you're suspended, get him out of there. But he'll return to the team on Monday like he wasn't with the team already. Unbelievable the way things are in sports today. Fred, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm fine, and can't disagree with much you said. We've got an hour to talk about it straight away right here on the Sports Byline USA broadcast network.
Yeah, a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to get into, so keep it close. Fred Wallen with me for the whole hour. Your thoughts, your opinions, definitely welcomed and encouraged. Get us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot him an email at sportsfred@aol.com or give us a call 1-800-878-7529. Again, it is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
Oh, the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
Hello, you have reached Easy Office Phone. If you know the extension of the person you are calling, please press 1 now. For features like unlimited North American calling, voicemail to email, and web-based control, press 2 now. If you are calling for a free month of service and $25 off new Panasonic handsets, press 3 now. To speak with an Easy Office Phone agent about cloud-based business phone service, call 866-671-0111. That's 866-671-0111. Or visit EasyOfficePhone.com.
Heartburn sufferers can now eat at the corner of Look Spicy and I'm Going In. That's because Walgreens makes it easy with new Nexium 24-Hour. Now the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. So swing by Walgreens. You'll be in and out with the protection you need to spice things up. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
May take 1 to 4 days for full effect. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen hanging out with me this hour as we are breaking down the world of sports. If you want to get in touch with us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, a lot of things to talk about, a lot of issues still out there with the NFL, and obviously Roger Goodell spoke out the other day. I was anything but impressed with what he had to say. Felt the NFL was unprepared once again. Look, I'm going to go on record as saying this over and over. Here's the deal, man. We paid that guy, or not we, but the NFL paid that guy $44 million last year to be ahead of the curve, not to be behind the curve, not to make it seem like this domestic violence and child abuse and all the nonsense with DUIs and whatnot, you have it in the NFL. This didn't just start happening 3 months ago, Fred. This has been going on for a long, long time, and he has been one of those guys who's laid out some severe penalties to a lot of people. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I understand he's the end-all. He's the say-all. He's the guy that's going to put people in the position that they're in, and they're going to get in trouble because he has the final say. I feel he dropped the ball on himself quite a bit. There should be some sort of consequences or repercussions for his lack of ability to be able to go out there and identify with what the problems are today in society. Again, we or the NFL pays this guy $44 million to be ahead of the curve. He's so far behind the curve, it's unbelievable. So are you satisfied with that press conference he had? Are you disappointed like I am and getting no answers? I really felt like the guy was auditioning for Dancing with the Stars, the way he was avoiding questions and whatnot and dancing around things versus giving us straight up answers. How do you feel about Roger Goodell?
I just think that he was hoping from the start that this thing would just go away as quickly as possible. He had no idea that it was going to blow up the way it has. And all the NFL cares about is how much money the league makes. And it took the sponsors basically to say, Anheuser-Busch and Radisson and the others, Procter & Gamble, to say that they may not stay along with the league, for Goodell even to strengthen the penalties against Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson and whatever. And, you know, some people think it's a very low percentage of players that are involved in these kind of indiscretions. I don't think that's true at all. I think it's a very high it's higher than people think as far as the number of players on a 53-man roster who've been involved with legal problems one way or the other. Now, there are some legal problems, and then there are the worst kind of legal problems, like beating a four-year-old kid with a stick probably would be the worst, or hitting a woman and knocking her unconscious would be the worst. But I think he was just hoping it would just go away, and a two-game suspension is what he originally gave to Ray Rice, and he found out that the whole world around him was very upset with that very, very minimal punishment that he did give to Ray Rice. And now we see the results, and I think the best thing for him would be to suspend himself for a year, but he's not going to do that, of course. Now, the league would do that. The teams would do that. The owners would do that if the sponsors actually did drop and they lost money. If they lost money, they would suspend him or fire him. But as long as the money's going to continue to come in, I don't think anything's going to happen unless he suspends himself, and I'm not sure that's going to happen.
You know, again, you brought up some interesting points in dealing with the Ray Rice situation. Look, here's the deal there. At the end of the day, I think everybody knows what he did was wrong. And ultimately, what the NFL PA is going to do is they're going to defend Ray Rice in the sense of the process and how it was went about. They're not necessarily defending what Ray Rice did. And I want people to understand that, because ultimately what they're about and what we're all about is, and the common theme that everybody's bringing out lately, is to get it right. And here's the deal. I'm somewhat offended that they're going to appeal it. However, I understand why they are appealing it. And I don't know if that makes sense to you, but the bottom line is, I don't think that they're in favor of going there and defending Ray Rice. What they're in favor of is defending the process in which it went down. And what I mean by that is Roger Goodell and the rest of the NFL who goes out there and puts these penalties on people, which at the end of the day, we all know is Roger Goodell because he wanted total power. So what you do if you're Roger Goodell is you exhaust every freaking resource and you go out there and you get it right the first time. Okay. That's what you do. You exhaust yourself. You go, you work tirelessly to figure out all the facts, get it straight, and then you present your case. You don't present your case in piece by piece form. I mean, again, they pay this guy $44 million last year to be ahead of the curve, Fred, not to be behind the curve. He's so far behind the curve, it's unbelievable.
Well, you know, in a legal situation, obviously a judge can't sentence somebody to 2 months and then, oh,
yeah,
2 months later, change it to 6 months, and then 2 months later, change it to the death penalty. I mean, so that's basically what Roger Goodell did, is he felt the pressure. And so I can't disagree. I think he made a complete fool of himself, a buffoon of himself. And if the league loses money, if sponsors actually start to drop, he's going to either be fired or suspended. I don't think there's any question by the owner, because all they care about is the money. And then, you know, you read about the Baltimore Ravens ownership, Steve Bisciotti and Ozzie Newsome trying to basically hide it and keep Ray Rice out only 2 games. And then you have John Harbaugh saying, no, I want to release him. So, I mean, you got that, and you got the Minnesota situation where originally it was just going to Adrian Peterson was going to be able to play, and then now he's not going to be able to play when Radisson's Hotel said they're not going to sponsor any more than
the
Vikings.
But Fred, that's a whole nother point, too, is when you think about that, look, the bottom line is, The penalty should be the same for everybody. Because you're Adrian Peterson or because you're Ray Rice, you shouldn't go on an exempt list. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. Again, the way that these guys are going about things is way too circumstantial, and it's too case by case. Because you're a star running back, you get exempt?
Yes.
I don't get it, man. I don't get it at all.
Well, you do. I mean, you do get it. That's exactly what you just said. Star running backs get a break. 53rd man on the roster would get no break because nobody cares about the 53rd man on the roster. The star running back makes money for the league. That's all the league cares about.
Understand.
So they get an exemption.
Understand, but again, once again, we're not helping the people, okay? We're not helping these people that actually need the help. What we're doing is we're continuing to put money in these owners' pockets and continuing to put money in the NFL. Instead of that, care about these individuals a little bit and actually care about your product. So to me, again, It's totally backwards. It's totally twisted. It doesn't make sense. Everybody should be treated the same, whether you're a star athlete or whether you're the 53rd man on the roster. What's the difference, Fred? Whatever that guy did is the same. It's the same thing. It doesn't make a difference to me. So, again, I think the process in which they go about things, totally screwed up, makes no sense whatsoever. And, again, it shows me a lack of understanding, a lack of being able to go out there and run a business the way that you should be able to run it. So, right now, I feel like the NFL and who they have in charge is totally incapable. That's my personal feeling, Fred.
But, you see, if people hadn't spoken out, Roger Goodell would have gotten away with it. And that's what he was hoping for. That's what the owners were hoping for. He didn't get away with it. But that's not... The NFL runs on one thing, money. And as long as the money was going to come in, they didn't care.
Yeah.
They don't care about the 53rd player versus Adrian Peterson. They care about how much money they can make. And the loss of Adrian Peterson is going to cost them dough. So they didn't want to have to penalize him or Ray Rice as strongly as they have now. But it's an interesting scenario. Let's see if he suspends himself. I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. Again, hear the music, so it means we got to take a quick pause for the cause. On the other side, we'll hook up with Jeff Rich, talk to him about some of these things that are going on in college football as well as the NFL, because I know he's a big guy when it comes to college football. But just so many things that went wrong for the NFL. Again, the press conference Roger Goodell had went wrong. Everything seems to be amok at this point. Very little leadership. I question the direction in which the NFL is going. So a lot of doubt in my mind. Anyways, he's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. Like I said, on the other side, Jeff Rich. We'll talk to him about what's going on in the world of sports. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with Fred Wallen, as I do each and every Sunday in this hour. A lot of things to talk about in the world of sports. Definitely never at a loss for things to speak about. Joining us now, Jeff Rich. We're obviously going to talk some college football and some NFL, just depending on time. But, Jeff, good morning, man. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing well. Great to hear you guys.
Jeff, tell people how they can check you out.
Well, right now I'm on Twitter, at JRichRadio, and I'm all over the More Than a Fan Network. The homepage is morethanafan.net.
Very good, and obviously talking mostly college football and NFL football is what we do with Jeff. So let's get right into some of the things going on in college football. And you and I touched on this in hour one, Jeff, but let's kind of have a roundtable discussion about it. Jameis Winston not playing in the game yesterday almost cost his team a victory, let's be honest. With him on the field, I think they're much different. With that being said, Clemson blows that football game completely, 100%. Driving late in the ball game, a fumble happens. I don't know how. At that point, you got to hold on to the ball and secure it with everything you got. Can't make a mistake like that, but they do. Florida State is the beneficiary of it. Wind up going into overtime. They shut down Clemson, who, I don't know, yeah, maybe you should go for that. Maybe you shouldn't go for it. Putting points on the board is always a good idea. But then again, their kicking game somewhat struggles, so I don't necessarily fault them. Probably thinking they have to score a touchdown anyway because Florida State is probably going to go down there and score on a short field against them. But I don't know. All those different scenarios can play out however you want in your head. Ultimately, I saw mistakes happen on the field by Clemson, which definitely hurt them, taking the ability away from them to win that football game. That's really not even what I'm talking about, to be honest with you. I could care less really about the game, other than the fact that I was definitely pulling for Clemson in that situation. Go out there and beat Florida State, really put this on Jameis Winston so that he can see you can't do the kinds of things that he does and get away with them. This isn't his first offense. This is four or five times that this guy has done things, so we all know he's got a track record. But here's my problem with it. The guy is suspended, but yet he's on the sidelines, yet he's cheering, yet he's hemming and hawing for his team, yet he speaks to those guys at halftime. As Jeff said earlier, he comes out in full pads. He's practicing with the guys before the game, for the game. Again, not in pads, but is out there supporting his teammates. Fred, we're going to give you the floor first. How do you feel about this suspension? I personally think it's a joke. Yeah, he wasn't out in the game, but he's still out there. I think a suspension means you're completely away from the team. How do you think Florida State handled this, Fred?
Well, I think they handled it just like the NCAA handled the Johnny Manziel thing last year. They gave him a half-game suspension, which should have been a half-a-year suspension. And I would think that this, in the case of Winston, it should have been much, much stronger than half a game. And I don't think he should have – and then it ended up a game, but I don't think he should have been on the sidelines. I agree with you there. But it's just the way it is. You know, I've got the Heisman vote. I've had it for 25 years. I didn't vote for Manziel either time. And I did vote for Winston last year. But I would not vote for him ever again. And he could throw in the next 10 games, he could throw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns. He'll never get my vote for the Heisman just because he's been in trouble too many times. And the word entitlement comes into play. I mean, the kid is very talented. There's no question. But I think we've got another Johnny Manziel and maybe even worse on our hands. And that's not the way Florida State should have handled it.
Again, Jameis Winston in trouble for at lunch or whatever in the cafeteria at school, saying obscenities from a song, I believe. So, look, at the end of the day, the guy is a celebrity, okay? Whether he wants to believe it or not, or any of us give him that spotlight, Everybody in the world knows who he is. He's the quarterback for Florida State, who's number one in the country. And he's got to be bigger and better than this. Jeff, your thoughts about Jameis? And furthermore, if you're an NFL guy, how do you feel about this guy?
Well, I personally have major issues with integrity violators, and I think that Winston, I think that there's quite a few Heisman Trophy winners in recent years that have been integrity violators. So I'm 100% on board with what Fred said about his criteria. You're not going to vote for the guy regardless of what he does on the field because he doesn't represent the award very well, and he doesn't represent Florida State or himself. So. It really did bother me that he was on the sideline because you think about it, any sport, whether it's the NBA, baseball, the National Hockey League, you get thrown out of a game, you don't go sit on your bench. You're in the dressing room or the locker room or the clubhouse, depending on the sport. So there's that. One thing that I wanted to point out, though, was with the way that the NCAA is set up, with the way the playoffs selection committee is set up, you have to wonder if it matters whether Florida State won that game or not, whether not having their starting quarterback would mitigate a home loss to a team that's probably going to be unranked on Monday after this loss. Would the selection committee say, well, Florida State's got that loss, but they lost when they didn't have when their team wasn't 100% whole. So, the whole thing rubbed me the wrong way. Clemson had plenty of opportunities to win the game. And I'll tell you what, Jameis Winston doesn't play defense and Clemson stayed in the game offensively. So, I think that you have to look at Florida State a little bit sideways when you're considering who to give the number one vote to, considering that there are so many, undefeated teams. Alabama comes to mind and Oregon for hanging out, of course, too.
Well, and that was going to be my next point is, number one and number two both had a scare yesterday. LSU does go down. Again, they make it interesting, but Mississippi State had control of that game for most of it. Georgia rebounds after their loss. Michigan State, once again, impressive, but they're playing nobody. Texas A&M continues to put up a bunch of points on the board. We've talked about that a little bit, whether it's the system, because Johnny Manziel did it, but they seem to be not missing a beat without him. And I agree with you about Alabama. Maybe the best team out there, and they're number three in the country. I also think you got to look out for Oklahoma, another team that is probably pretty darn good, too. So, it'll be interesting to see how things shake up in college football. But at the end of the day, we're all in agreement. Not happy with how Jameis Winston's suspension went because it wasn't really a suspension, I guess, at the end of the day, is what we're all really trying to say. A suspension means you're not with your team. This nonsense about he'll join back up with the team on Monday, I was never aware of the fact that he wasn't with the team. So I think that Jimbo Fisher, Florida State, they were trying to make a statement. However, once again, they got it wrong, just like everybody else. If you're suspended, don't have this kid on the field. Don't have him anywhere near the game. A suspension isn't a suspension if you're still around. So, anyways, it is what it is. Let's shift into the NFL real quickly. And the latest about Ray Rice and his appeal that he may cite that TMZ edited that tape. How do you guys feel about that? Look, we all know he knocked her unconscious, okay? I just find it disgusting at this point. Look, they're going to appeal this thing. They're not appealing it because they think Ray Rice is necessarily wrong. They're appealing it because of the process in which Roger Goodell handled this. The two-game suspension, making it more severe, and then once again, as Fred called it, the death penalty of suspending him indefinitely. Again, not arguing the fact of whether he is wrong in this, but they're defending the process in which it took place. So your thoughts, Jeff, about the new findings of maybe him arguing the fact that this is edited and then the appeals process in which they're going to make for Ray Rice.
I'll be honest, when the first video surfaced back in April or May, I thought that Ray, knowing that he knocked a woman unconscious, I didn't believe that Ray Rice should ever play again. The process has been broken. You know, and keeping in mind that what Ray Rice did was absolutely horrible, I think he looks better by the day with the way that the NFL and, you know, to a certain fault of the Baltimore Ravens, you know, that Ray Rice, you know, as an individual, he almost looks like a guy that says, here's what I did, punish me. And the Atlantic County in New Jersey and the NFL just never really did a lot. So, you know, we keep rehashing this thing, but I think that this stopped being a story about Ray Rice and did start being a story about the NFL fumbling the situation. And I think that in the end, Ray Rice is going to get a reduction based on the NFL's incompetence. So, you know, it's hard to excuse, you know, Rice's behavior, but I think that he's got a good case, and that's, you know, that's really unfortunate because, you know, you want to see somebody punished. You want to tell society that this is not okay, but I think it stopped being about domestic violence or you know, battery and started being about the process. And I think that, you know, I think that Rice's camp has a really good case, and I think that they're going to end, you know, he's going to end up playing football again.
Yeah, again, look, unfortunately, it is looking more and more like what you're saying. But I really hope that there is a way that they keep Ray Rice off the field and show people in society that this is not the way it should be. And you know what? At the end of the day, you have your own set of standards in which you hold people in any corporation. And the NFL should be bigger, better, and smarter, but they're not, and it's sort of scary at the end of the day. Fred, I'll give you the last thought on this in about 15, 20 seconds.
I think the Players Association legally has to support them. That's their job.
We'll see what happens. Jeff, as always, really appreciate you taking time out. We'll catch up with you next Sunday, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Jeff Rich hanging out with Fred Wallen and the Dorf Man. Keep it close. We'll be right back in just a few. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all-natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside. Effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Jason Ray noticed a blue birthmark had appeared on his forehead in the shape of the Geico gecko. Jason felt compelled to switch his car insurance to Geico and save hundreds of dollars with great discounts. By nightfall, the birthmark had disappeared. Jason's wife, Jeannie, thinks it was probably just blueberry jam from breakfast. Jason prefers to believe otherwise.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time? You own gold? You can't control federal spending. but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
All righty. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen hanging out with me as he does each and every week. A lot to talk about in the sports world. You know, we've been breaking down a lot of the off-field issues, Fred, with what's happening in college football, Jameis Winston, and then obviously a little bit about Roger Goodell and his comments the other day as he spoke for himself and the NFL. And again, thinking he made them look unprepared, ignorant, however you want to call it once again, and don't necessarily think that that was a win for him by any means. But we do want to talk about some of the games that are going to happen today because there's people that have fantasy questions and fantasy issues. And you know what? As fun as it is to talk about all these off-field things, I do like talking a little bit about what's going on the field because sometimes that can be positive as well. So let's run through the games. You got Chargers and Bills. You got the Cowboys and the Rams, Redskins and Eagles. Interesting one there as DeSean Jackson is active for that game today against the Eagles. Texans and Giants, they're going to be playing without Arian Foster. Not able to suit up for this one. Vikings and Saints. I think the Saints get it right today, to be honest with you. Obviously, no Adrian Peterson for the Vikings going at it. Titans and Bengals. Bengals should get it right there. Ravens and Browns. Interesting to see how that one will shake up. Packers and Lions at Ford Field in just a little bit. Colts and Jaguars. Raiders and Patriots. A couple of good games this afternoon. 49ers here against the Cardinals. Going to be playing with Drew Stanton once again. No Carson Palmer going at it for them. Broncos and Seahawks. We all know that's a rematch of the Super Bowl from last year. Chiefs and Dolphins, Steelers and Panthers. As we all know about the butt kicking the other night, the Falcons laid on Tampa Bay. That was not a game. It was over by halftime. And then the Monday nighter, Bears and Jets. So a lot of good action today, a lot of good games, Fred. Well, I guess I'll ask you right away. What game is the game that you're most looking forward to?
Well, I don't know what I'm looking forward to, but I will tell you, I think the wrong favorite on Monday night. I think the Jets are horrible. Jets were lucky to beat the Raiders in game one. I think they stink. And if the Bears wide receivers can play, I think they'll beat the Jets. And Jets are 2.5, 3-point favorite in that one. So I'm looking forward to Monday night just to see if the odds makers are wrong, because I definitely think the odds makers are wrong as far as that game is concerned. As far as today is concerned, I like the Bills a little bit at home against the Chargers. For the Chargers, it's a 10 a.m. Pacific start time, and you usually don't like that traveling across America. I know they traveled a couple of days ago, but still your clock is not exactly turned on to let's play at 10 o'clock in the morning Pacific time. And C.J. Spiller is like he was 2 years ago, not like he was last year when he was injured, and that's going to make a big, big difference. And then the Chargers off that big win over Seattle, they can't possibly be as sky-high against Buffalo. So I think I like Buffalo a little bit in one of the early games. And in the afternoon, I'll take San Francisco at Arizona, and I'll take Seattle at home.
Interesting. Look, I mean, they do obviously go out, and they play the games on the field. So sometimes Fred might be right. Sometimes Fred might be wrong on what he thinks is going to happen. Let's take a look at that 49ers in San Francisco against the Cardinals here. Look, Stanton getting another start. Last week he does it on the road against the Giants, who we both probably don't feel is that great of a football team. This week he's got to do it against the 49ers, who were really exploited last week by Jay Cutler in that passing game. I'm not saying that the Cardinals have the same type of wide receivers that the Bears do. Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Marshall, Martellus Bennett, all those guys can go out there and make a real impact on games. Michael Floyd can do that. Larry Fitzgerald has been a little bit more MIA. However, did get a little bit more in the mix last week. This kid Brown, pretty darn good receiver as well for the Cardinals too. Will it be important for them to go out there and exploit San Francisco in the same way that the Bears were able to do it, going away from the running game and letting that passing game go out there and take care of a weak secondary and a very poor pass rush by the 49ers, Fred?
Well, I think that would be the way to beat them. But I think, again, Kaepernick did not have a good night. And because of that, I don't think he'll repeat the bad performance. And that's why I like the 49ers more than anything. I just think he'll have a big day. Arizona's got a good defense, but I just have a hunch Kaepernick will play very, very well. It's a short number. Without Ellington, of course, Arizona's a different situation also. So I think I'll take the 49ers to win in that game. I just don't see the 49ers losing two games in a row, and I think that plays into it. I don't think Harbaugh would allow them to lose two games in a row. Arizona's, you know, the 10-6 club last year, didn't make the playoffs. I think they're a good team, but they're not San Francisco. I think the two best teams in football are San Francisco and Seattle, and we'll see how that works out through the 16-game season.
Yeah, we will. And right now the Cardinals are in first place. So, look, I agree with you on a lot of what you're saying, but ultimately at the end of the day, players make plays and things happen out on the field. And Kaepernick last week, once again, look, I'm not saying I didn't see two of the best interceptions I've ever seen in my life, because I did, but still susceptible to making mistakes, does throw those untimely interceptions when you can't afford to have them. So, and let's face it, the Cardinals' defense is no joke. It's always been pretty good for the last few seasons anyway. And ultimately, they go after it. And I love the approach they have on defense. So we'll see how they go out there and perform today in front of what may be the loudest crowd in all of the NFL out there in Glendale, Arizona. One of the finest facilities you're going to find, to be honest with you, Fred. And again, one of the loudest, if not the loudest, fields to play on, too. So I think it's going to be a great game. I really do. Hope the Cardinals can get it done, but do feel it's tough to see the Niners losing two games in a row. And we didn't even mention, you know what, the Cardinals had their issues this week, too, with the off-field stuff. Jonathan Dwyer, obviously not a healthy guy. He needs to go out there and get some help, too. And again, I think that's what's getting lost in all this is these guys are normal human beings. They have issues just like you and I. We put them on this pedestal, but at the end of the day, they have problems in life too, and they need to get the proper help. And hopefully the Cardinals are helping Jonathan Dwyer to go out there and become a healthy person, a healthy individual. Let's move on. Let's talk Packers and Lions. Big game today at Ford Field. Packers are looking to kind of up-tempo things to keep things a little bit more difficult for the Detroit Lions. We know they play well at Ford Field. We know Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, and they seem to get things righted a little bit last week when that comeback victory over the Jets. Does that keep rolling for them this week in Detroit, Fred?
I like the Packers a little lean on the road. Now, the Jets don't count because I think they're horrible again, but and they didn't even cover against the Jets. They're an 8-point favorite. They win by 7, down 21. They were down 21-3, of course. But, yeah, I think the Packers will find a way to beat the Lions. I think Aaron Rodgers will have a pretty big day, and Gordy will have a pretty good afternoon. And I'll take the Packers. And with the Lions, what, a 1-point favorite in this one? I'll take the Packers.
Couple of shocking 0-2 teams, the Saints being one of them. I think we're both going to say they right the ship today against the Minnesota Vikings. I think this is going to go bad for the Vikings all year long, to be honest with you. I don't see them having a good season at all. The Colts 0-2 as well against the Jaguars, who are 0-2. Which one's more surprising, Andrew Luck and the Colts being 0-2 or the Saints being 0-2, Fred?
Pretty close. I think both, you know, the odds of them making the playoffs now are like 1-11. 1-9. So the odds are, but I think both probably, okay, if you're going to ask me which team will make the playoffs, I think the Colts will still make the playoffs. Not sure about the Saints. I'm not sure which is more surprising. I think both of them, you figured at least two would have one win at this point. But Luck's only going to get better. And as he gets better, I think the team will start winning. And I think they'll get their 10 or 11 wins. And the Saints will get their 9 or 10 wins too. But I'm not sure of the two. I think the Saints might be on the outside looking in. I think the Colts will make it into the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, the Saints are definitely going to have a tough road to get there being 0-2, but you know what? I'd say both of them have a shot to make it, to be honest with you, and I do like the Colts a little bit better to make it. Another team that surprisingly 0-2 after their great season last year, Kansas City Chiefs. I think we could have expected them to have a little bit of a letdown, but that's a team that I think is probably in trouble. Fred, your thoughts?
Well, Jamal Charles, of course, came out early last week, and we're not sure about his performance this week. I think he's going to start, and we'll see how he can play. He makes a big difference. He's one of the best running backs in the National Football League, and they gave the long-term contract to Smith behind the center, but he's not the type of quarterback that can win it by themselves. And of course, in game one, they didn't have Bo, and that makes a difference too. But you couldn't expect them to win their first nine as they did last season. But then maybe you wouldn't expect them to lose their first two in 2014. This is, in my mind, the Kansas City Chiefs this year probably a 7-9 club, maybe 8-8. I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but I mean they're not horrible. They're just an average NFL club.
Another interesting one on the docket is obviously the Broncos and Seahawks rematch of the Super Bowl. Broncos 2-0. They have that electric offense that Peyton Manning is just unbelievable at going out and executing. Seahawks coming off of a loss at home. Tough to think that they lose two in a row. But with that being said, Broncos have to have payback on their mind. Who's this game more important for, Fred?
I don't think Seattle's going to lose two in a row. Money line, I would take Seattle for sure. You got to give up 4.5. That's a fairly big number against a team like Denver. But I think Seattle will find a way to win. I think Lynch will find a way to break loose. And I think that in the end, Seattle will win. And you mentioned the Arizona crowd. Well, obviously, the Seattle crowd's the 12th man, too. So well, that's not going to hurt. Seattle, what's 17-1? With Wilson at quarterback at home, it's awfully tough to beat a record like that. And Manning's capable of making the key error, and the defense of Seattle is capable of taking advantage of it. I'll take Seattle versus Denver in that one.
Yeah, I mean, look, again, they play these things on the field. We just throw our opinion out there as to what we think may or may not happen, but they all get decided on the field in a few minutes, and so we'll have to stay close for that. We'll be back with one final segment to wrap this thing up. Again, so much to talk about, not enough time to do it. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman all over the place, just loving what we do at this time of year because it doesn't get much better than this. We're talking sports, we're talking NFL, we're talking college football. And today a little bit more about the games than what we've been talking about. So that makes me a little bit more happy too. So keep it close. One final segment on the other side. A couple quick questions for Fred before I let him out of here. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here on today's program, Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As always, tons and tons of things happening in the sports world. Never at a loss of things to talk about. Fred, look, I'm going to leave you with a couple of thoughts and a couple of questions, and hopefully we get some answers here in the next few weeks and whatnot. A lot of what Roger Goodell said the other day, I'm seeing that potentially there could be more of a committee for things to happen in the future to players and whatnot, ultimately taking some of his power away, which I can only think is a good thing, to be honest with you, because the guy's oblivious to what's going on in the world today. It's been years and years of what's happened here in the NFL, and finally it just got so big that it had to bust, and it did bust, and it busted in a major way. But how long do you think it takes before the NFL gets things right, as to be the common theme from everybody, that they want to get it right? This isn't going to happen by the Super Bowl, in which they said, you know, they'll have a committee and whatnot. How long does this really take for them to straighten up the NFL?
A long, long time. They're not used to having to set things straight. They have too much power. They always have had too much power. And Andy, of course, we'll see you next week right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Absolutely. For Fred Wallen, for Scott, for Jeff Rich, for John Poulter, Mary Nemitz, from TicksForCause.com. Really appreciate everybody listening, hanging out. We'll be back next week to break it down once again. So keep it close, watch sports, and enjoy. For everybody involved, I'm saying peace. And you've been listening to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. The next time.